The Sawmill Cove Industrial Park is a huge chunk of land that used to be the site of a pulp mill. Now the city sells and leases parcels inside the park to companies that want the space. The area is meant to attract business to Sitka, and sales and leases inside the park do not have to follow the rules that apply to other city land. Since 2008, Jeff Farver and Mike Littman have been trying to change that. They wanted to give voters final approval on large pieces of land sold or leased at the site. A vote would be required for sales worth more than $500,000 and leases worth more than $750,000. But the city refused to give their initiative a green light and kept it off the ballot. Farver and Littman sued, and the case made its way up to the Supreme Court, which last year sent it back to Sitka Superior Court for another look. And that brings us to Thursday.
It's a little disappointing to see a judge lurch off and make a decision that I think is inconsistent with the earlier Supreme Court directives in this very case.
Juno attorney Joe Geldof represents Farver and Littman.
It really goes to the heart of whether or not the citizens are going to have any say, or whether we're going to just allow the bureaucrats and the lawyers for municipal governments just basically say, sit down, be quiet, and we're the experts. Let us determine how we should rule our communities.
Geldof says he does not understand why the city fought so hard against giving voters a choice. Michael Gaddy, an Anchorage attorney who represented the city in the case, says there's a reason.
The community elects representatives to represent it on certain matters. And while certainly people have the ability to initiate or refer matters to the ballot, they also are limited in that regard with respect to some of the principles, particularly if something is related to an appropriation or an administrative matter.
Basically, Judge George ruled that the initiative violates Alaska law in two ways. One, it makes an appropriation by giving voters the power to steer money away from the park. The law holds that only legislative bodies, like a city assembly, can make appropriations. And two, it steps on the city's administrative power. Initiatives can make law, but they can't tell a government how to run day-to-day business.
We're pleased with the decision, and we think that it's supported by appropriate legal analysis and authority.
Geldof obviously disagrees. He says his clients had lots of support for their initiative when they circulated petitions back in 2008, and that city officials should not have fought the initiative his clients wanted on the ballot.
6 years into this, I have basically had it with small-minded people trying to squelch. You know, what's really a straightforward initiative proposition.
Geldof says his clients are still considering whether to appeal Thursday's decision.
You know, at a certain point, people like Jeff and Mike, they just get worn out. You know, that old adage about apparently you can't fight City Hall kind of comes to mind here. But, you know, City Hall and a lawyer that's just bent on an obstruction, they seem to win all the time. And that's bad news for democracy on the local level throughout Alaska.
Sitka has a new city attorney and a new assembly since the lawsuit was initially filed. Still, the current assembly voted to continue fighting the case. Whether that battle goes on to yet another appeal is now up to the initiative's supporters. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.